Alex Darty joins us now. A to Z Sports. Bruno's just, I mean, first day back, it is just, it's time to talk for Bruno. Alex Darty, A to Z Sports, covers the Preds. Good thing Alex is, like, best friend of the show already. So, like, that kind of stuff, yeah. It doesn't offend him. Some guys, Alex, like, it would offend him that we didn't, like, roll out the red carpet. You know, just listening to Bruno ramble on about Drake, you love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have any hot takes on Drake. I can't start off the show with that, but I support pretty much anything that Bruno Reagan does, so I'm on his corner here.
That's one of those dangerous roads,
my brother.
Yeah, you're all those people before Trump went into office. They were like, we love him, and then he got in there. Everybody's like, oh no. that's the most political
Alex,
weather
I love
on
you.
The show.
And because I love you, I'll tell you, please dissociate with me. I'm a ticking time bomb. It's all gonna explode one day.
No, you were the best Twitter follow that I've made in probably years.
A lot of people really tell me that. SEC Mike, he said it on air, so I can say he was like, you're one of the best follows I've ever had. I'm like, why do I have? I feel like I'm doing Twitter so well, but I can't grow nearly as fast as my Instagram does when I half try.
Oh, go ahead, Alex.
I think the key to a good Twitter account is. Every tweet needs to sound like it's on the verge of, like, apocalypse. Every tweet needs to sound like this is the last tweet I'm ever going to send because tomorrow the world is ending. And that's what yours sounds like.
I'm glad you have my voice because that's exactly what I'm going for all the time.
I'm not making this into a promo.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
I'm not going to do it.
I'm just happy it happened. So the Preds.
Yeah, on the Preds front, Alex, there's not a ton of news. Because two games getting postponed, probably till later on in the season, obviously. They're going to have to figure that out with the Avalanche and the Blue Jackets. We can talk about the Red Wings. That was the last that we left off getting ready for the Red Wings. Tell me a little bit about that loss, because it seemed like the Preds kind of got back into old ways and not for the good ways.
Well, to be honest, the Red Wings game, I think, was so every now and then a goaltender will steal a game. And that's what happened in that game. The Predators dominated in terms of shots and possession and shot attempts. I mean, if you look at all of the analytics behind that game, they just were the better team. And I know that's tough to hear for some people to look at a 3-0 loss and sound like, you know, how could they be the better team? But it's just the truth, and that's what happens in hockey. Think of it this way. If the Predators played 60 more games that way, they would win probably 45 of them, maybe 50 of them. I mean, that's how good they played in that game. Ville Husso, who used to be with the Blues, is now in Detroit, played outstanding. He was stopping shots all night. So, and he's been very good this year for Detroit. So, that was what that happened with that game. And as far as the flooding in Bridgestone, that was quite a shock. I mean, there was supposed to be a day game the day after Thanksgiving, 1 o'clock start, Colorado. And I think we found out maybe like 8:30 that morning that there was not going to be a game, maybe a little before that. So, and then the damage, it sounds like, was just kind of chaotic. It doesn't sound like it really affected the same parts of the arena the same. So, like, there were some areas that were unaffected, and then there were some areas that were under 3 feet of water. But it sounds to me like, and I know there was a media availability with Sean Henry today, where basically everything is kind of good to go. There's going to be some temporary fixes because some of the long-term damage is kind of there, but that's going to take a while. But for them to get the arena back into game shape by Tuesday after a long holiday weekend is pretty remarkable.
Do they know what happened exactly with the water main?
I don't think they know at all. I think it's one of the things where there's like, you know, they'll probably do some sort of investigating. They'll probably try to figure out what happened, but I don't think they're really ever going to know. I think it's just science, you know, something happened with science.
It doesn't correlate with the Vanderbilt loss and a specific media personality saying he might end up on the news. It doesn't correlate with that at all.
Right. I hope not.
I hope not either.
Yeah. I hope nobody starts catching on. Talking with Alex Darty. You can follow him on Twitter at AlexDarty1. Right now for the Preds, I mean, not many other games that we can really speak on. I want to look at it more as a season-long kind of conversation right now. What team matches up in the best way for the Preds? Like, if the teams that they're trying – like, who are they kind of matching up with currently where you're saying, okay, Preds have the advantage here, and then vice versa, the teams that match up worse for the Preds, that the Preds have the disadvantage. What teams are those right now?
Well, I think it's kind of tricky because I'm not sure that we really know. We know one thing. We know that speed is always going to hurt the Predators. They do not have the speed to match the really fast teams like Colorado and like Edmonton. Vegas has some speed. I mean, there's some teams that are just like their game is running up, is skating up and down the ice, and it's something that Predators can't do very well. So they need to have a more defensive heavy approach, low scoring games where the goaltenders shine and the defense is forcing them to the outside. And I think that something like, I mean, Dallas is at the top of the division right now, but I feel like Dallas would be a better matchup for Nashville than Colorado, for example. But Dallas is still really good. They have one of the best players in hockey right now in Jason Robertson, and their goaltending has been great with Jake Oettinger. I mean, like, they're a tough team. But that's the kind of team that they're going to have to really kind of prepare for. And then if they draw Colorado again in the first round, I mean, that's not going to happen. I mean, like, they're not going to win that series. Not right now. They're going to have to hope for something major to change with Colorado, like injury wise, in order to have a chance against them. So Dallas, maybe a Winnipeg kind, maybe Minnesota too, but like the Colorado, Edmonton's, those fast teams, there's too much for the Predators right now.
How is the health right now of this squad? I know I saw you put out some of the lines that they're using currently. Has anything been changed when it comes to that due to health or anything going on currently?
No, health-wise, they're actually very healthy. The only major injury is Mark Borowiecki, who would have been a seventh defenseman. He wouldn't have started every night anyways. And so that just means Jeremy Lauzon is in there every night. That was kind of the plan anyways. Now, all of that said, I think the defensive pairings have kind of shaken out where they've figured out some stability that works. They've put Josi with McDonough, they've got Ekholm with Carrier, and they've got Lauzon with Fabro. Or I'm sorry, Ekholm with Fabro, Lauzon with Carrier, one of those two. And so the defensive pairings are good. The forward line's a little bit more in flux, but I think that they've found something with the top six. I know I've talked about Juuso Parsonen. He really fits into that top six spot and puts a lot of other players in a better spot as far as your top six versus your bottom six. So health-wise, they're fine. They really have no issues in that area, so we'll see if that continues.
And has there been any other news coming out? I know you said there was some meetings with Sean Henry, and that was probably more about the presence of the stadium. But has there been any other news out of what has been coming out of the team right now? Anything kind of shaken right now?
No, not really. I mean, like, this is kind of they've just finished the first quarter of the season, and I think that they are really kind of trying to figure out where they're at. And by the time that we hit the midway point of the season, I think we'll kind of see, you know, if they're going to be like buyers or sellers at the deadline. My guess is that they're kind of going to be neither. I don't think they're going to be either one, but there's really nothing pressing with the team right now. I think that the biggest thing is they've got to just continue to sort of stack up some progress. You know, they started the season definitely going down, like in a downward trend, and then they kind of plateaued for a little bit, and now they seem to possibly be trending up a little bit. Not a lot, but just a slight trend upwards. So I think they're just kind of trying to hammer some stuff down and see if they can get the ball rolling in the right direction for the second half of the season, which is really when they need to get hot anyway. So, you know, anybody who's thinking, oh, this team's garbage, or they're not going to be very good this year. I mean, it's still very early. I mean, it's not even January yet. I mean, let's see where they're at, you know, at the All-Star break. And then we can probably make a more long-term assessment of where this team's at.
That's what I was going to ask you. I'm glad you mentioned at the end, right before we get off here, you mentioned the All-Star break. Is that like the cutoff point where your team needs to either pick it up or be gone by that point? Is that like the time where we'll know if the Preds are real or not?
Yeah, it sort of depends on how good or bad you are, really. But yeah, that's for this team, that's definitely going to be the mark. I mean, if they get to the All-Star break, and look, you can always get better after that. I mean, there have been teams that have come back from behind the most famous example is the 2019 St. Louis Blues when they were in last place at Christmas. Mm-hmm. They were basically one of the worst teams in hockey, and then they just turned it on basically at the All-Star break and won the Cup. So that was a pretty amazing team, and I'm not sure that you can ever really count on that happening again. But I think the All-Star break is really the key. You've got to be good there. Now, the team tends to assess themselves in bigger chunks. So, like, they look at themselves in sort of 5 to 10-game segments. If we're, you know, if we're at this point at the game 10 mark, we need to be at this point by game 20. And so we're at game 20 now. So now they're kind of looking for where do we need to be at game 30. And this next stretch of games is pretty tough for them. They've got obviously they've got Anaheim tonight, which is not a tough matchup, but still challenging. New Jersey, New York Islanders, Tampa Bay Lightning, the Blues, the Oilers, the Avalanche again, the Jets, who I mentioned, Oilers again. A lot of really tough teams in there to get to the game 30. So not going to be an easy road.
Alex Daugherty has been our guest. You can follow him on Twitter at AlexDaugherty1, Preds writer for A to Z. Alex, best friend of the show. We always appreciate you coming on, my man.
Definitely. We'll see you later. Take care, guys.
Alex Daugherty, always good to have on the show. Always love having Alex.
Love.